Franklin Graham declaring that Jesus would have approved of the vaccine.
Are you telling me these bones could be from children that were killed, murdered because they were abused sexually?
Witness the horror of a bunch of soldiers coming in your house because they suspect you have a Bible in there.
Well, I want you to go to DavidHebner.tv. We have two exclusive videos that are up. You won't see anyplace else. I'm Dr. Michael Lake. The first one is Technocracy and Tyranny. That's part two. Part one is MK Ultra is used today, program multiples and mass shootings. This is stuff you're not going to get anywhere else. You'll get it on DavidHebner.tv. Please support us. If you haven't signed up, go and sign up now. You get a 2 months free if you sign up for a year. And folks, it is not expensive, but it really does help the ministry. And also, you'll get over 700 videos. Spencer, go, what are the names of some of those channels up there?
Yeah, David, we've got the live stream channel. We've got the Russ Dizdar tribute channel, David's Choice in the Spotlight, Spiritual Warfare Training, Alien Demon Connection, The Last Evangelist TV series, originals and exclusives, Mind Control.
And it's the only place you can see Last Evangelist, DavidHebner.tv. I want to ask you about the persecution of Christians. You're a Christian. Are Christians being persecuted right now? I'm talking about in this country. And if so, how's it happening? If it's not happening, how do you see it playing out?
Well, this may be a little strong for some, but not only are Christians being persecuted individually here and there, but churches in general are being persecuted, and some of the other members of the ecumenical body of Christianity are doing things that are so, in my opinion, counter to Christianity, it defies belief. For example, Franklin Graham declaring that Jesus would have approved of the vaccine. Jesus would have taken the vaccine. And then Pope Francis over there, strange man, saying things such as, he does not believe that using the aborted fetal tissue to make the vaccines is unethical. So, yeah, I would say Christianity is under big-time assault in every department. All that stuff that happened to these various preachers in Canada, for example, and the lockdowns of churches here. I don't hear too much about things happening in the United States, but I sure am hearing it from Canada and from Germany and from even from they're one of the biggest lockdown places on earth, and that's the UK in general. So yeah, Christianity is under assault. They don't want that. That's what the Chinese are doing to the Uyghurs and the Muslims and the Christians over there. I mean, I'm not Uyghur and I'm certainly not Muslim. I only use those as examples of, and Falun Gong for that matter. That's just a spiritualist deal. But I mean, they don't worship a deity. They just have a practice of being peaceful and so forth. Oh, they really like to put them in the organ, the forced organ harvesting internment camps because they live a really healthy life and their organs are really healthy. And they get more for Falun Gong organs than they do for regular people's organs. I mean, that's just a fact. Wow. So what's happening to those people is just a, this is just what we hear. We don't get to witness the horror of a bunch of soldiers coming in your house because they suspect you have a Bible in there. And if you do, or any other religious artifacts like a crucifix, for example, they'll remove those and they'll replace those items with pictures of Chinese Communist Party members. Now, again, I wasn't there, but these are the reports.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, John, we're making Last Evangelist, which I'm going to get you in Last Evangelist in one of the episodes. But I play a cop and I bust underground churches. It's my job to go in. I'm highly trained how to deal with these, quote, radical Christians. If you're a Christian, you're radical. There is no just Christian, radical Christian. And so what's happening in Last Evangelist is exactly what's happening in China, and it's going to come to the United States, okay? And what you're saying, and I agree, is this persecution is coming from within the church. You've got Franklin Graham making that remark. You've got the Pope making. It's actually eaten itself from the inside out. Don't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And this, and you find out all these. Did you hear about all these? It was hundreds, and now it seems it's thousands of skeletons of Aboriginal children that were sent to these Catholics centers in Canada, and there are these mass graves, and there are so many skeletons in there you wouldn't believe it. I mean, this is just a matter of fact. It's not that this isn't some conspiracy theory. This is true. And so they're trying to get an apology out of the Catholic Church for that. The big question is, why are all those skeletons of dead kids there? Well, for the same reason that the diocese up there in Boston got slammed and had to pay out, you know, the Catholic Church has paid out how many hundreds of millions of dollars because of sex abuse perpetrated by the various fathers there on the choir boys and any kids they could get their hands on. Why is that?
Are you telling me these bones could be from children that were killed, murdered because they were abused sexually, and so they were just done away with, so no one would ever know?
If that's not the case, that scenario will certainly do until the absolute ironclad proof is revealed. So the short answer is yes, that's exactly what I'm suggesting. They don't care about Aboriginal children. They don't care any more about them now than they did back then. They don't care. See, people have the mistaken idea that these people care about human beings, about human life, about the sanctity of life, about their responsibility to the nation, their allegiance to God. They don't care about any of those things. They think we're idiots for believing that way.
Yeah.
They do. You know, and all this stuff they're doing to the kids in school. First, they start off putting condoms on cucumbers and such. And now they're teaching masturbation, really, to kindergartners. Yeah. And drag queen story hour with, you know, artificial male genitalia flopping around there while they prance around these children.
Yeah.
Look, this is beyond sick. And unfortunately, there's only one way to deal with these people. And I don't think I need to say what it is. In fact, I won't say what it is, but I'm pretty sure we all know what it is.
Yeah.
What they're trying to do, because they hate themselves so much, because that's what Satan makes you do. Satan's the accuser. You're this, you're that, you're gone, you're over with. You might as well suck a little bit of happiness and satisfaction, even if it's of the perverse variety, while you're in this life, because you're over with. There's no Jesus for you. You're lost. You're one of mine. But isn't this a great life you're having? I mean, that seems simplistic, seems ridiculous. That's exactly the deal. What can you get here? What can somebody bargain with anybody for if it's not a better life? More money, more women, more men, more little boys, more whatever you want, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Just do what we want you to do. Yeah. In the meantime, look what's happened to the society. So these disbelievers and unbelievers and won't believers, well, it's written in scripture, there are going to be plenty of them. The vast majority of people will be that way. They're too gutless to even admit that some greater power than themselves sent them here. And so they remain stuck in their state of utter and complete stupidity.
Yeah.
And they go on and they die and they're lost and they're gone. And unless they go the other way, unless they go all full-blown bad guy, their tenure won't be very long. At least if you're a bad guy, you'll get a nice long run and go out in a blaze of glory. But if you're one of these, well, as is written in scripture, if you are neither hot nor cold, you get spat out. You're just a spare. Yeah. You're just part of the background. You're neither part of the problem nor part of the solution. You're just a spare.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that kind of went around the playground on that one, but it becomes more obvious every day. This is spiritual combat, and nothing else can account for this kind of behavior generally among the population and among the governments of the world. It's obvious to me, but you know, savage.
What can Christians do, in your opinion? What can they do? We can pray, of course. Prayer is the number one. But aside from that, how can we play a part in circumventing this? Or can we?
Stand up. Speak out. What are you ashamed of? You ashamed of the cross that you wear? You ashamed of yourself for saying your prayers? You ashamed of yourself for believing in God? Are you ashamed of yourself for going to church? Did something weird happen at your church? So now you think all churches are corrupt? So you gave up? What's the matter with you? You're going to breathe your last breath one of these days. Yeah. You don't know who sent you here. You can know. But no. I don't want to know. It's better not to know. No, it's not better not to know. Because the fact is, inside yourself, you already know.
Yeah.
You're being a coward. Stop being cowardly. How could you say you have faith and not stand up to things that are wrong? How can you sit on your backside and do nothing when you see these things happening to these children? How can you permit a corrupt judge to remain on the bench without getting a bunch of people to, you know, march to the palace for redress of grievances and get him or her out of there? They don't need to be judges at all. They're corrupt. Get rid of them.
Right.
Yeah, what can we do? You spend more time asking what can we do than you do actually doing anything or actually thinking about something to do. Quit asking that question. That's my message. Yeah. Not you, David, but I'm telling you already got the message. Why are these people so lily-livered about it? Well, you think you're going to get a few more days of being a slave if you keep quiet about being a Christian? Well, you're not.
Yeah. John, here's the thing. The reason we're in the condition we're in, I think you'll agree, is the church has remained silent this whole time. If the church would have stood up years ago and taken the power that Jesus gave them, because greater power we have than the enemy has, because you know this is a spiritual battle. You know that. It's just camouflaged and manifests in the flesh of political and financial and cultural and all that stuff. But if the preacher would have stood up at the beginning of this whole mess, I don't know, 40, 50, 100 years ago, and said, no, that's it. What was the Black Robe Regiment? The preachers got up and they took the black robe off, and underneath was their military garb, John. But no, we got a bunch of sissy, skinny-legged, wimpy, wimped-out, preachers that all look like the GQ man. I'm sorry to get off on this rant, but don't you agree that's been the biggest problem with this whole mess?
Yeah, absolutely. That combined with the mockery of Christianity in the public school system, which everybody should pull their children out of. It's nothing but communist indoctrination. You're going to find out I'm right. I'm not the only one saying it either.
Yeah.
But I'm the one who got kicked off the air for saying you're witnessing the resurgence of global communism. I was right then and I'm right now. And it's not chest beating. It's just a fact. I wish people who hear this would like not worry about what they perceive as some sort of ego trip that I may be on. I'm not. I'm just saying what I got to say while I still have the wind to say it.
Yeah.
And that is, don't look now, but there is a horrible black storm riding up behind you, and it will consume you unless you confront this. Yeah. Now, you're either in the Word or you're not. You either believe in God the Father or you don't. You either believe that He came in human form as His Son and is so perfect, you have to go through His Son before your filthy thoughts and prayers can reach Him. It doesn't matter if you like it or not. It's the way it is. Well, deal with it.
Yeah.
Did you ask to be here? Maybe so, but we don't remember that. Not many of us do. Many of us, in fact, I believe, asked to go here. You probably asked to go here. Yeah. Why? Because since He sees the end from the beginning, maybe He thought, I need a few people who'll go down there and sing out and at least give the others a chance to hear it and come on board before I decide to hit the chrome handle on all of this.
Don't forget about lastevangelist.com. You can go to that site. This is episode 2 is about the vaccine. Episode 3 is about artificial intelligence. Folks, if you want to help me get the word out to Hollywood, to the atheists, to people that don't even know God, they don't know anything about this kind of stuff, this is a great mission field. So consider donating. You can be an executive producer. You can be a producer. You can have a walk-on role. Go pick up all this merchandise. It helps support and promote the ministry. Lastevangelist.com. You can go to that site. When you donate to this ministry, I can honestly tell you that we talk about things the church won't. I do my best. I do my best to get the word out, and so does Shanita. And anything that you can give that God lays on your heart would be appreciated. It keeps us going. It keeps this show going. It keeps us traveling to pray for people. And it's just much appreciated. DavidHebner.tv/give. Consider becoming a monthly partner. You can call 844-806-0006, or you can text the word CHOSEN to 91999.